I have to apologize. Thank you, Obi. My engineer is getting really creative with the bug noises for us today.
Cape Talk.
DIY.
I really didn't intentionally set out to traumatize those of you who are freaked out by creepy crawlies this week. It is completely accidental that we were talking about eating insects on Monday, and now I'm back on the topic today. Although today we are talking about how to get rid of them. So perhaps if Monday's segment made your stomach turn, you're more interested in today's advice on what to do when you've got bugs appearing in places where they're not wanted in your home. I'm delighted to welcome in studio Sam Young of Solid Hygiene Solutions, who are specialists in pest control, and I'm told she is an absolute fountain of knowledge on the different critters we find in the home and office, why they're there, how they're likely to behave, and of course, most importantly, how you can escort them out the building. Sam, it's great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I would guess, and maybe I'm presuming, but I would guess there are not too many women working in this field in South Africa and possibly beyond. How did you end up in this this line of work?
I suppose you just get caught up in it. At the end of the day, you get a job, you learn. And I had 9 years experience in the corporate world dealing with hygiene, pest control. So when the time came to start something by myself, it was a natural progression.
Okay.
You learn a lot in the field. And at the end of the day, you just got to apply it to your own business. And I think being a woman in the business actually is an advantage. We look at things differently. Mm-hmm. You know, our focus is service. We're far more inclined to probably inspect and find out a few things more. I think we just have a different approach to it. We're going into people's homes. We're invading someone's privacy. We're looking at their hygiene. I think being a woman, it's easier to deal with somebody.
Maybe a bit more sensitivity to, I hadn't thought of that. You know, it is quite not only intrusive of needing somebody in your home, but the questions being asked about, are you doing that correctly, storing that hygienically, asking questions that might be uncomfortable for some people to have to answer.
That's right. And in this day and age in Cape Town with the problems that are going on, it's actually nobody's fault. There's a whole pile of variables that you actually can't control. And people don't need to be embarrassed. If you have a problem, rather get it dealt with, because you're actually going to, it's only going to get worse.
Well, that's the one recurring theme researching for today's segment, that if you leave it alone and pretend it isn't there, it's a recipe for disaster, because we're talking here about insects that reproduce really quickly, come to sexual maturity really quickly. The stat I read this morning, which absolutely staggered me, was to do with how quickly cockroaches, for example, can reproduce. One cockroach can breed up to 1,200 more in the space of 1 year.
That's correct.
So when you see that one in your house, you want to be acting on it when it's still just one, not 12,000.
That's right. And the problem that you have is that in most people's homes, they'll see one and they go, there's no problem. But the cockroach needs heat for its eggs to hatch. So it's actually hiding everywhere where you can't see it.
Mm.
The fact that he's now moving around your kitchen, he's a bit hungry or he's thirsty, he's looking for some water. So what could be behind that microwave is not just that one you've just seen. And then you get the damage. Then you get everything's being eaten and so forth and so forth. And it just multiplies. And it ends up costing more to replace an appliance that has now actually literally needs to be scrapped.
Yeah. Mm. And of course, I mean, the health concerns, some of these different creatures carry bugs, they carry parasites that can be dangerous to humans. They can track with their little tiny feet germs from one part of the house to another. There's also even a fire risk, for example, if mice have been nibbling through your electrical cables, potentially creating the conditions for a short that can trigger a fire.
Absolutely, especially the rodents. Rodents, what the damage that they can do to washing machines, dishwashers, we're seeing it more and more and more. And just as the cockroach has a fast breeding time, the mouse isn't far behind it either.
Okay.
We get it. People think sometimes, okay, it's one little mouse. Shame. But, it can escalate out of control very quickly.
Okay. Our first questions are already coming through on the SMS line. Let me just say, if you are struggling with a particular critter and you would like some advice on what to do, or if you've had the experience and you want to talk about what worked in your home, you can phone us on 021-446-0567, send an SMS to 31567, or leave a voice note on 072-567-1567. Just before we delve into the specifics and the specific questions, you mentioned that there are several conditions that are prevalent in Cape Town at the moment that are making conditions nice for these things to breed. What is actually going on? Is it to do with the drought? Is it to do with temperature?
Okay, well, I think the first key factor is that we've had minimal rainfall for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And in the last 2 months, we've actually had a fair amount of rain falling. So I always explain it to the clients. It's a bit like the rodents went and built the entire Atlantic seaboard Camps Bay look down the drain and never, ever got a touch of water near their feet.
Yeah.
Now the levels have risen. Suddenly, feet are getting wet. They need to move. So the whole family moves. The nest will move. So in the same way with the cockroaches, they've also now got to a level where the water's not as comfy as it once was. And where do they need to go? They need to go to dry places.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a better cold snap this year. So that's a mouse to your under your couch into wherever it can just to get warm.
Okay. So that's the prevailing climate we're dealing with. Let's get into the specifics. Starting with Andrew, who needs some help with small cockroaches. He says, I often clean with bleach, but they still come back.
Okay. Your small cockroaches are actually your worst ones. It's either the German or the Oriental.
Okay. Right?
Those are the ones that can breed very, very quickly. Cleaning with bleach is not going to solve the problem. You might be taking away and making your area cleaner, but you haven't treated the actual nest where they're breeding. Ideally, what you want is someone needs to come in, they need to have an inspection, they need to see exactly where the problem is, and then advise on how to treat it. Either you need a knockdown, because you've got an infestation, which means we gas so that the eggs and the larvae are all killed.
Okay.
All right. Otherwise, if it's not such a big infestation, it can be treated with a spray as well as a gel treatment.
Okay. And are those only available through a company like yours, or what about the products you buy in the supermarket that advertise themselves as an anti-cockroach spray, for example?
That might be fine if you literally
have one or two.
Literally got one or two. But if you're constantly seeing them, if you're seeing a cockroach during the day, you're a little bit past stock from the supermarket.
The supermarket stuff. Because they are nocturnal, aren't they? So if they're out and about in the day, you've got a big colony sitting somewhere in a very active one.
Yes. And also, the doom foggers do work and that kind of. We use we've got a 6 hours, no one's allowed to enter, can only be released by a registered pest control officer. Really? It's basically like fogger on steroids.
Okay.
It's those are the products that we use. Also, your cockroaches have got resilient. They've built up a complete immune system to what's used on the shelves because everybody's using it. It's a bit like if you take antibiotics
all the time. Okay. I know cockroaches in particular, the health concerns, they are one of the bugs that's known for spreading things like salmonella, gastro, etc. And I also know, as an asthmatic, I remember being told you need to deal with them in the house if you get them because the droppings can dry out and actually be breathed in and trigger asthma attacks.
Yes.
So don't let that one alone, Andrew, is the bottom line. Jono in Pineland saying, I've got cockroaches under my floor. It's a wooden floor and they're big brown ones. It sounds like he needs to call someone in to deal with it. The big brown one, what kind would that be?
If it's the really big brown one, that would be the American. He's the sewer. He likes the sewer and the drains.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that sometimes you, in the morning, you'll always find the big one in the kitchen.
Yes.
And if you switch a light on, he actually flips onto his back because he hates light.
Interesting.
But that is the one that's coming up through your drains.
Okay. Sounds like you might need to get someone to take a look there, Mike. Another Mike has SMS'd us, and I know this question came up the day we had the air conditioning guys in, and they were a little bit puzzled, but maybe you can offer some advice. Mike's issue is that there are geckos which keep on getting into his air conditioning system. Have you ever worked with getting rid of geckos?
No, I can honestly say I have not worked with geckos.
Okay, so Mike, we're still not there. Okay.
I can look it up, and I can come back with some info for Mike if he wants.
Okay, let me ask my producer, Amy, to take a note. Mike, maybe just send us a follow-up SMS if you'd like some feedback from Sam, and we can pass on your phone number if we get your permission and ask her to do some research for you. How about that? Okay. Sylvia on the SMS line has got a fish moth infestation. What's your advice for her?
Okay. Fish moths, it's the damage that they're doing to the clothing, to everything. Two ways to treat it. You could either go in and we spray the cupboards, or we would go in with what we would call a fogger treatment, where we're gassing, but it's actually, it penetrates into the clothing. It penetrates into everything, but the product we're using is not as poisonous.
Because I was going to say, I think many people would be worried about, would it be safe to wear those clothes afterwards?
Essentially, you'd want to wash the clothes afterwards. If it's a specific area that needs to be treated, that's what we would go in and
do. So go in and fog it, then wash the clothes before you wear them, but know that the cupboard is now cleared. Yes. Okay. If you've joined us late to the conversation, let me just mention that my guest in studio is Sam Young of Solid Hygiene Solutions. They are specialists in pest control. So any of your questions to do with ants and mice and cockroaches and creepy crawlies, this is the day to ask them. Debbie on the WhatsApp line says, ants galore outside the house and coming inside. Please help.
Okay. The ants are a problem. The biggest problem that we have is that ants need to be treated very specifically. It's a perimeter and border protection. Mm-hmm. Whereas what tends to happen is somebody wakes up, there's ants. So they'll go and they'll just treat that specific area. If you don't get mommy ant, all right, they all move off. So all they're doing is they're moving around your property the entire time.
Just shifting off to another corner.
To another corner. By the time you blink, they're now in the house. Mm-hmm. And you suddenly realize that when you moved your bed, you had a pile of sand behind your bed. Or you've moved a cupboard, anything, suddenly there's sand. So the way to treat it, you have to do a full perimeter check, which is sprayed. You then do the spraying of the actual walls of the house. And then you're going in and you're finding the nests. You're finding where mommy is. And you're treating that with a granular reaction. Okay. So you're combating your entire property rather than, oh, they're over there in the corner.
Treat in this corner and then the next day they're in a different one. Okay. Is the mommy ant visibly,
she's always
hidden away, isn't she?
And the thing is you've got to know where to look. You've got to know how to look. So you're you can't do it as a person. And you need somebody professional
to come in and actually look. Okay.
Yes, you do.
Right, this is an interesting one. Someone's called in saying every morning there are huge snails coming into his kitchen in the early morning. By 8 o'clock, they have disappeared again. Any idea what would be causing snails to behave in that way?
It could have something to do with the moisture. Maybe there has been. But again, if the caller wants, I'll look into that for them and certainly let them know.
Okay. Again, Amy, just take a note of that number, please, and we'll see if we can get some follow-up. Now, we were talking before we started the segment during the news break about mosquitoes, and I commented to Sam that a couple of months ago we had a flurry of calls and SMSs complaining about mosquito infestations, lots of speculation that they are linked to everybody storing water and there suddenly being these big standing still water sources all over the city. And I commented that complaint seemed to have dried up in the last month or two. But here's an email from Colleen saying, I have a really bad problem with mosquitoes. I've been told it's a result of the drought and people storing water. My problem is I have a fish tank and birds, so I can't plug in a mosquito repellent or a fogger of any kind. I'm going through about 4 tins of spray every month as it doesn't seem to kill them at first. Has your guest got any suggestions?
I think, based on what she's just said, that actually needs an inspection to come out there and just have a look. Happy to go around and inspect her premises and see how we can help.
Is she right in speculating that mosquito activity might be being affected by all of us storing water in our JoJo tanks?
Absolutely, and not just that. You're storing water in a pile of buckets in your kitchen or in your bathroom.
And in the bathroom waiting to flush the loo, yeah.
That's right. You've just given them a water source, which is now in your home.
Okay.
And you're just attracting them.
Okay. We haven't spoken yet about the pests from the sky, the birds. I think a lot of people, when you say infestations in the home, they think the ones that crawl on the floor. But of course, if you've ever had a pigeon roosting in your chimney or settling and pooping on your windows, etc., you'll know they very definitely meet the criterion of a pest. Not just the pigeons. I know the Indian miners are also a big problem.
Yes.
What's the best way to deal with them? I mean, we see the big office blocks putting up the little reflective pole that keeps them from nesting there. But in your own home, what can you do?
In your own home, it's the wire meshing.
Okay.
That's really the easiest. It's finding where they're going in and then blocking their access. That's all you can actually really do, especially your starlings, because your starlings will go into the roof. Then you end up with the bird lice, and the bird lice will actually find its way through. If there's a gap, on your skirting board in the ceiling, that's where you suddenly the lice will start to drop through there. It's not something you want to. You can't entertain them in your roof. So you've got to get somebody in who can, A, get the birds out, and then B, plug all your holes.
Okay, getting the birds out can be really, really difficult, can't it?
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if you've ever been through the process of trying to escort a bird out the room with a flew in through an open window, you'll know they get terrified and then they make a mess all over the house and it can take hours to get them out.
It can, but they do sort of move around, you know, so you'll know when they've left and you can get in there and sort it out.
Okay. I knew that this was going to come because it comes up so often in our gardening segment. Do you ever deal with moles?
No, not us.
Okay. So we'll keep that one for the gardening segment, if you don't mind, to the person with the mole problem. A WhatsApp from Anonymous. We have a little mouse in our house. He's a busy one. We catch him everywhere. How do we get rid of him without killing him?
Okay. It comes back to my previous statement about it's all very well having one, but they do breed quickly.
Yeah.
All right. So you have the choice. You can get a mouse trap with a cage where you bait the cage and they get caught in the cage and you take them out. The problem is if he's had a litter or there's a litter starting, it will escalate very, very quickly.
Yeah.
All right. So they don't want to hurt. The best thing you can do is get a little cage. They sell them at some
humane,
of the plastic,
humane
the little
trap,
plastic warehouses, and you just pop that in there if that's what you want to
and
do.
And is it true that cheese is the best bait? Or is that a long-living legend?
Peanut butter. Peanut butter is the breakfast of champions.
Wasn't expecting that, I've got to be honest. Okay. Adrian in Simonstown says, we've had what seems like a fruit fly infestation this year. I don't think that they are fruit flies because we don't really keep fruit in the house, but they look like fruit flies. They're definitely coming in from outside. We've never had them before. Any ideas?
He'd have to look at what's changed around him. Something in his neighborhood. If he's got a new fly that he's never had before, something has shifted around him. He needs to check who's planted what, maybe a couple of roads away. Somebody's done something different with their house. They're growing something different, maybe. And he must look at his actual surroundings rather than himself.
Okay, that's a really good point. So it might be the house next door, the fruit tree that's grown and burst out its first crop of fruit, for example.
Yes.
Okay, Adrian, hope that gives you something to work with there. And then Roy asking how to get rid of centipedes, which are coming in all the time.
Sure. Okay.
Very strange ones.
Again, it's one of those things you would, when you're doing a general spray for your cockroaches and for, you are generally treating all crawling insects, bed bugs, dust mites. That is the same chemical that you would use to treat everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it would cover the centipede angle on it as well.
Okay.
It's a crawling insect treatment chemical.
Okay. Thank you, whoever asked this question. It is an important one. Are there any natural alternatives for pesticides that are harmful to the environment? I know for rodents in particular, there's always concern that if you poison, put down rat poison, for example, an owl might eat the dead rat and be poisoned as a secondary collateral damage for using an awful term. Is there any alternative that is not as harmful to the other animals
There's two types of bait that you use when you're treating a rodent problem. One is called a single feed. And then your other one is called a multi-feed.
Mm-hmm.
So your single feeds are the ones where it's one bite and you've sorted the mouse problem out. Okay? Mm-hmm. The multi-feed means that the rodent has to come back numerous times to eat before it will have any effect. So it basically means that if something had to eat that rodent, that's been going through the system for so long, the problem that you have is it takes longer to get the reaction. Because it's a multi-feed.
Mm-hmm.
An average, anything eating that rodent would have to eat 50 times its body weight
to be affected by the poison. Okay.
Yeah. So where we're having rodent problems near parks, ecosystems, flays, we would only use the multi-feed. The single feed is for your factories, where your food production is, where you're needing an instant result.
And you need to wipe it out immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam, the time has flown past. For those whose questions we didn't get to, I'd love to leave them with some contact info if they'd like to reach out to you. I know the website is solidhygienesolutions.co.za. Any other way you'd like listeners to contact you?
They're welcome to email me. It's sam@solidpest.co.za. And they can also phone us. 060-791-6274.
Great having you with us today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Pippa.
Sam Young of Solid Hygiene Solutions.